Welcome back to the Stag World Podcast. This is a bit of a solo episode, something a little bit different. I'm a massive fan of Joe Rogan. I'm sure a lot of you are. I was listening to him talk to Eric Weinstein on my way home. Love what he does, but I'm sure all of you out there have those moments that just go, oh, Joe, you've got this wrong. I mean, it's probably in your profession or your obsession, one of the two. I'm sure he has the same thing when he hears people talking about comedy and talking about fighting, talking about Fear Factor, I don't know, yeah, hunting probably. He's getting pretty knowledgeable at hunting. Really good episode with Stephen Aller and Cam Haynes recently. But the one that drives me insane, and you've probably seen it lately, I talked about this on Alt Bays, and they put up a clip about it. And then I also talked about it on Relatable Chapters. And that's about when you reach about 45, if your eyes are neutralized, whether you've had laser surgery like me, you're wearing glasses for distance, like I would have had, or you're long-sighted, you probably already started wearing glasses for reading. Around about 40, 45, sometimes 50, you start to need glasses to focus. And so this episode was episode 2089 with Joey Diaz. It's awesome, and I snipped this little clip, so we'll let it play, and we'll sort of comment on it as it goes.
Podcast, explain.
It's right at the start. Experience. So I got into the spine, and I was just like, fuck.
I bring my motherfucking glasses. Do you need some?
Yeah,
I have some, just in case.
You're gonna show me something interesting.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
This is a great episode.
Thank you, sir. So I started doing this red light bed. I started doing two things to help my eyes. One, I started taking...
So the red light bed, there's probably something to this. So I've started using red light for controlling myopia. And as he talks about, it's probably to do with the blood flow. It's probably to do with enriching the collagen. I'd love to see them trying red light also for a thing called keratoconus, which is a damage or a dysfunction of the collagen and a thinning of the cornea. And their eye bows forward and they get messed up focusing. We have to use hard lenses to correct that. I reckon red light would be quite helpful. Interestingly, they do treat it with riboflavin, so one of the B vitamins, and so they take the surface of the cornea off, the clear window at the front of the eye, they treat it with riboflavin, let that soak in, and then they dose it with about 20 minutes of UV light, and that stiffens up the cornea and stops it thinning out and bowing forward and becoming all cone and distorted shape. So that's interesting. But yeah, because red lights tends to strengthen collagen, and that's what one of the reasons they think it works well for short-sightedness, and maybe what Joe's talking about here. Red light is an emerging technology when it comes to eyes and vision and lots of things. But yeah, interesting.
Door encapsulations, they have this what's it called, macro support, what is it called? Anyway, it's a bunch of supplements that they put together to stop your eyesight from going bad. And it's legit.
Macular support,
that's it.
So yeah, macular support. So he's half right. There's a study called the AREDS, well, two study, but AREDS study, age-related eye disease study, in which they got beta-carotene and zinc and gave it to people with macular degeneration. Unfortunately, smoking is a four times risk factor for macular degeneration, and the beta-carotene increased the risk of lung cancer. So they changed that to be lutein and zeaxanthin and zinc. That's what Joe's talking about there, a legitimate study. And that showed to reduce the progression of macular degeneration for people with intermediate macular degeneration. Now, if you've got macular degeneration, and Joe Rogan sometimes says that he has macular degeneration, I hope he doesn't. His friend's an ophthalmologist, so maybe he does. But what he talks about sounds more like just normal lack of focusing of the eye. So if you had it in your family, there's probably some, you know, benefit in taking the supplement. But what the study shows is that if you've got intermediate macular degeneration, taking the supplement will help to prevent you progressing to losing your vision. from the study, so they had a few thousand people, and they looked back on who progressed with macular degeneration. You can sort of offset your risk factors, so that heritability, by consuming oily fish, vegetables, eggs, and raw nuts, and avoiding processed seed oils, and not smoking. Interestingly, on the smoking side of things, if you quit smoking, after 10 years, your risk of macular degeneration returns to a non-smoker. Tucker Goodrich, who's a big dude in the way of the seed oil sort of research and the effects it has, he has diverticulitis, he went off seed oils, managed to heal. Yeah, he was putting up a post again the other day about mortality improving after a period of time of being smoke-free. So that follows through, and I often say that macular degeneration is a canary in a coal mine. Anywho, let's move on with Joe talking about his eyes.
Legit. It stopped. Whatever the deterioration that I was experiencing, where my eyesight was starting to go, it stopped. Just stopped it. And it made it a little bit better. And then I started doing this red light bed. So I had this guy, Gary Breck, on the podcast, who explained to me how red light revitalizes your capillaries and helps your vision come back. And so I've been doing that now for about 6 weeks, and I've noticed an improvement. Like, I don't need reading glasses as much if I'm reading things on my phone. I can read some things that I just was not going to be able to read. And more.
That's interesting. I'd love to know Joe's prescription. I'd love to measure his focusing. But yeah, that's an interesting anecdote. But that just might be that he's able to see stuff quicker. Maybe it helps his TLR and things as well. There might be that is an added benefit. But anyhow, carry on.
Importantly, it's not getting worse. Because like, it was like kind of every 6 months, 8 months or so, I'd notice, God, my eyes are worse. Like, this is terrible. Like, after like 46, it seemed like.
That there is a key point that makes me feel confident that I hope Joe Rogan doesn't have macular degeneration. He just has presbyopia. Because 46 is about normal. That's when it's probably going to hit me, 45, 46. And you're not going to be able to read because you don't have enough focus to get up to 30 centimeters. And then by about the time you're early 50s, mid 50s, you're going to struggle without glasses to read the computer. And that's, you've got to remember, this is with your eyes neutralized. So if you're short-sighted and your prescription's minus 150, you'll still be able to see the computer with your glasses off, but that's effectively wearing 1.5 reading glasses. If you're long-sighted and your base power is 0.75, you've neutralized that, you'll need another 150 to see the computer screen. It's just how it works. And so whether you do that is progressives, is bifocals to a certain extent, or occupational lenses that are near to intermediate, then yeah, that's fine. It's funny, he talked about Ari losing his sight after laser. And again, he said when he was about 45, it stopped working. I'd hope that Ari's laser still corrects his distance vision really well. You just can't read it anymore. Anyway.
Somewhere around 46, it was like it dropped off a cliff.
And you did the right thing because you didn't submit to these. My mistake was to submit to these when I was like 43, 44. By 44, I could see I was having problems already. And I submitted to these. And this is worse for you. That's why I used to tell you,
glasses.
Don't put the glasses on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Make your eyes muscle that thing. It's like when you wear fucking...
poor Joey. It's not doing shit, mate. The muscles are fine. That's why you get a headache. The muscles are a sphincter muscle, so they're kind of like your pupil. When they constrict, they narrow that hole. So attached to that muscle are some fibers, so a circle of fibers, and then suspended from those fibers are a lens. So when the muscle is relaxed, the hole is big, the fibers are under tension, and they're pulling on the lens. So the lens, when you're young, is like a water balloon, and it's pulling on it. So it's going to be more sort of oblate or sort of rugby ballish shape. And then when the muscle constricts, the tension goes off those fibers, the lens will round up, so become more soccer ball-y and more curvature, shorter radius, I'm getting too technical probably, more curvature gives more power and allows you to focus. So that's why people who are long-sighted have big thick lenses in the middle, because they need more curvature to focus their eyes. Anywho, this next point is... different topic, but also important.
Hearing aids. Mm-hmm. Like, your hearing gets lost.
Well, I say with
do wear hearing aids. So, correcting hearing aids, hearing loss helps to prevent early cognitive decline, dementia, and Alzheimer's. So, if you've walked past any of the audiologists, we've got audiologists at Specsavers, you'll see this fact. And in Dr. Peter Attia's book Outlive, he talks about this fact that correcting hearing loss helps to reduce dementia, early cognitive decline, and Alzheimer's. And interestingly, it's the same for cataracts. Getting cataract surgery done earlier can help prevent early cognitive decline, dementia, Alzheimer's. So, yeah, good crossover there. It's just about sensory input, keeping the brain alive.
Like, the problem is we're looking at things that are real close up all the time. And your eyes are supposed to do a bunch of different things. They're supposed to look at stuff in the distance, supposed to look at things up close. And if you don't look at things in the distance all the time, you lose that ability.
Well, I'm going to be as honest.
That's sort of true. But again, not for the purpose of being able to read. Evolutionary, we would, you know, it didn't really matter that we needed to read. It's just something that we do. But in the context of short-sightedness and preventing short-sightedness, getting lots of outdoor time, whether that's the light, whether that's seeing the changes in light, whether that's the intensity of light, whether that's looking in the horizon, whether that's the contrast of the daylight with the relative darkness of inside your house at nighttime, and then when you're in bed, all that sort of stuff is going to help to normalize the way your body functions, the hormones that are circulating, the blood supply, the energy balances of lots of light, invigorating your red blood cells to minimal light, not the release of dopamine, the release of melatonin, serotonin, all those things. Like, it's multivariate what influences these things. That is going to reduce the risk of becoming short-sighted. Yeah, so partly right, good advice, just not necessarily in the right context.
I'm not trying to be cute here.
This is funny.
I lost my eyesight when I stopped doing coke. Because when I was doing coke, my eyesight was on point, Jack. I could see a light from fucking 2 miles away. That light.
That's funny. Because for slowing down myopia, we use this thing called atropine, which maybe is similar to cocaine in that it boosts dopamine in the layer that surrounds the retina. That's quite funny.
We gotta make it. Once I stopped doing coke, my eyesight went right into the fucking shitter. So when I was snorting, I had 20/20 vision. I could see coke rocks and the carpet and shit.
Yeah. Don't do coke.
Now I can't see shit if there's a coke rock on the fucking floor.
So I guess it's blood flow. If you think about it, blood flow to the brain. I mean, doesn't coke give you like a crazy amount of blood flow to your brain? I mean, it must. It's a stimulant.
I have no idea. I have no idea where the blood goes.
Joey, thank God I never got into that.
No,
thank God.
Yeah, don't get into that. But yeah, probably is the blood flow. It's the same with the red light. It's improving blood flow. Back to macular degeneration, one of the ways of reducing the risk of macular degeneration is activity, increasing the blood flow. That's quite funny. Interestingly, he was talking about seeing the Coke rock. Jeez, that was a blunder. Coke rock on the carpet. I think coke dilates your pupils, which reduces your depth of focus, but never mind. That's funny as. But it may, again, going back to that eye muscle, it may expand that and mean that you're better focused at distance. Hey, I don't know. Or the blood flow just might mean that you have better acuity. Yeah. Anyway. Hope this cleared the air and you too can get frustrated at Joe Rogan when he talks about macular degeneration when he means presbyopia. But yeah, I thought it was a bummer that not Peter Attia, not Andrew Huberman corrected him. Huberman's defense, I'd say that he is a neuroscientist, is what he is, and he works with glaucoma, which is not the same as macular degeneration. But he has talked about seed oils and the AREDS study, so I thought he might have got that link. But yeah, the presbyopia is further in front of the eye, and it's to do with the lens and the ciliary muscle, so maybe that's out of his warehouse. And then, of course, Peter Attia is a general practitioner going about longevity. I'm sure he's got reading glasses, so he's probably been through this. But yeah, they've both sort of had people on to talk about myopia and stuff, so I think eye knowledge is pretty limited. Ophthalmologists, they take like 13 years to become a specialist, and you know, one of them will deal with glaucoma at the nerve, and then the other one will deal with macular degeneration or macular swelling, which is literally like 2 mils away from each other, but completely different specialists. And then the cataract surgeon, 30 centimeters away or 25 centimeters away, is, you know, completely different again. So you know, you can allow that sort of stuff, but yeah. Anyway, let me know what your sort of facepalm moment is listening to Rogan, and what you thought of this episode. Just something a little bit different. Got some guests lined up, so yeah, stay tuned, stay subscribed. And also in the meantime, you can enjoy the Big Game Records. Cheers. If you'd like to get a short update of what's going on, make sure you've signed up to the newsletter. Sort of this year, I've been doing it sort of every few weeks, you know, no real pattern to it, but every week or so, or every couple of weeks, I'll write something up about what I've been into, what I've been looking at, what's been intriguing me. And yeah, write a few words on that. Short and easy to subscribe, just follow the link. Easy to unsubscribe if you don't like it, but yeah, something short and sweet in your email every week or so. Cheers.